It's time for your two-minute drill right here on Giants.com, joined by Paul Dottino. I am John Schmelk. It's OTA number two. And, Paul, day one, there was a lot of focus on the reorganized offensive line and on Victor Cruz. So let's take a look at the defensive side of the ball. New defensive coordinator Steve Spagnuolo, a lot of new faces, but two of the stalwarts who played well in practice today, Prince Ibukamara and Dominic Rodgers-Cromartie.
Yeah, in fact, it was Prince who had a breakup on a pass to Corey Washington. And, you know, think about Prince coming off of that biceps injury. That wasn't a stamina or a leg injury. So from a corner's position, you know, the legs are even more important than anything else. He really seems to have gotten right back into the flow. Very upbeat Prince is these days, and I think that's a good sign for the Giants.
And those two guys are playing next to a couple of young safeties. Right now, running with the first team is Landon Collins and third-year player Cooper Taylor. We've talked a lot about Collins coming out of Alabama, but Cooper Taylor's a guy that this team had high hopes for. He's been hurt a lot his first 2 years. This is really an opportunity with Nat Burhey nursing a calf injury for him to step in and show he belongs on the field.
Taylor, a big guy, he's got some good length to him, and when the Giants drafted him a few years ago, what they saw was he was really good attacking the line of scrimmage, coming forward especially, John, really good safety in the box, coming up against the run and so forth. What they're trying to find out now is if he's also got some more range than maybe they originally thought. Haven't really had a chance to see him his first two seasons.
And Paul, finally, one thing you always see from a Steve Spagnuolo defense is rotating defensive linemen. And we're seeing a lot of that early in OTAs as well.
Yes, we are. And Kerry Wynn, of course, is continuing his uptick since last December, John, when he finally got into the lineup and he showed some really good flashes. Again today, another pass defense at the line of scrimmage, knocking things down. He looks like he's really going to be a very exciting player to watch.
And I hopes for Jay Bromley in year number two and Demontre Moore in year number three, looking for some youngsters to step up.
Yeah, Demontre Moore finally got back from class. You know, credit to him. Coach Spagnuolo said it's great. We're really proud of him to get his schoolwork done, but it's good to have him back in camp now, too.
No question about it, Paul. Thanks so much for the time.
You got it, John.
For Paul Dottino, I'm John Schmelk. That's your two-minute drill on Giants.com.